Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
What am I saying to us? We must learn to take care of this container. Buy the treasure by buying the field. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 4 says that each man of you know how to possess. I love it. Pastor Theo, each man should learn how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Did you get that? That is God's word for you. Your vessel is talking about this physical body. It must have some honor with it. You must know how to possess it. You must even know how to walk honorably. A soldier who walks by heart. Put the left one somewhere, the right one somewhere. No, walk honorably. You are a child of God. You are a soldier in the royal army of God. And God trains us how we can possess our own vessel. You brothers whose small prosperity for just 2 years is changing your form and making you look like your father who, when he was 56, you have to learn to possess this vessel in honor. There is no honor in bloated stomach. There is no honor in cheeks that are overblown and that are folded. There is no honor. You must check your diet. You must exercise and learn. 1 Thessalonians 4:4, how to possess this vessel in sanctification and then in honor. Honorable look, presentable look. That nobody can look down his nose at you. Everybody can lift up his head and say that this guy is presentable enough. I wonder what is in his spirit. And you begin to speak and they say, hey, he is blessed upstairs also. And then they see that you have got spiritual strength also. You have power with God and power with men. Yeah, it's important. You have to go for walk. It's important to be able to become a good preacher. Otherwise, you will die at age 50. You must take in the things that is going to prolong your life, that you can push this treasure and send it afar off. Hallelujah. That is the daily life of a warrior. You must do that. As you are jogging and you are going for a walk, you are blasting in tongues, you are praying in the spirit, and you are not ashamed when people. I saw somebody, I went for a walk some time ago. He was just standing there, big man in a street. He was just wee-weeing, and he wasn't wee-weeing in a gutter. I'm not saying you can even wee-wee in a gutter, but let's take it, a gutter has got some water. The guy was just, oh my God. I said, should I be ashamed of praying in tongues? I raised the guy. I even lifted my voice more. Just because I shouldn't be ashamed. If he's not ashamed to be doing those foolish things, look at all those people who dare for even TV cameras to come on them, and they are dancing and they say they are, oh, and we are ashamed. We will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. We will not be ashamed. Tongues is a sign. A sign must be seen by people. If they don't hear, let them say the guy is opening his mouth. What is wrong with him? What is happening? And you tell him that just as that which was spoken of by Joel, it shall come to pass in the last day. I'll pour out my spirit. Oh, that was a sign in Acts chapter 2. What drew them together? They didn't see the fire. Oh, they didn't even feel the wind. All those nations who were gathered from everywhere in Jerusalem, what they heard was the tongues. That is what brought them together. These people are drunk. It was a sign. It was telling them something. So don't be ashamed. I'm not saying go and stand before people. May God bless us with wisdom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, that is a physical fitness or work of a warrior. Now let's talk about the ministry work. We started talking about the spiritual work, the mental work, physical work. We want to talk about apostolic ministry work. Apostolic ministry work. I need to make us to understand. Turn to the book of Amos chapter 9. I need to make us to understand that the church of the living God began with a strong apostolic bias. And it took the apostles, they were, in fact, fighting, trying to catch up with the way that people were moving, breaking new grounds, new frontiers with the gospel. It was not the apostles, the 12 of them, who were doing it. They were in Jerusalem. They were not even scattered. Do you know the people who were breaking new grounds? Do you know that the apostles had to be catching up with the people, the ordinary saints? They were not called by the title of apostles, but they were living an apostolic Christian life. A life of breaking new grounds and new territories. And telling the apostles that we are here also. And then they follow. And they say, Peter, you go here. Hey, Paul, afterwards go here also. Go and strengthen them also. Oh, we have heard that the gospel has reached a certain dimension also here. God says that the church is going to end with a strong apostolic bias. It does not mean that the pastors are all going to be apostles in title or in office, but what it means is that the church of the living God is going to be a militant church that confronts and that is not afraid of new grounds and new frontiers and new horizons and new territories. They break the ground and they go forward. They are not afraid. They move like an army. That is how radical God is metamorphosizing the church. From ordinary caterpillars to butterflies who are flying on the face of this earth. Amos chapter 9, I believe you are there now. Let me give you some apostolic stuff. Because the kind of ministry God wants us to do in this day, privileged as we are to be in the end time army that God is preparing, is for us to be apostolic in our work. In the book of Amos chapter 9, let's take it from verse 10. From verse 11. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I'll raise up the ruins, and I'll build it as in the days of old. Now, this scripture was fulfilled in Acts chapter 15, when the Jerusalem council came together, and they had to listen to Peter as he talks about the Gentiles, discarded people who had come into the church, who had been born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. And the apostles together agree that what we are witnessing, the Gentiles, some people who were left on their own, rejected, having come in to the kingdom of God, into the church of the Lord, is the fulfillment of the tabernacle of Moses, of David. The tabernacle of David being restored is talking about apostolic Christianity. We have said that it is talking about praise in the house of God. That is not it. Yes, David had praise, but that is not the main feature of the tabernacle of David. David was such a wonderful king who lived during the Old Testament. During his time, he managed to say throughout the book of Psalms that God is not interested in the blood of bulls and goats, and I will give him praise. In other words, although he was living in the Old Testament, he broke new grounds in the midst of the Old Testament and said that, look, what God wants is that we will go before him. As it were, he put aside, so to speak, the tabernacle of Moses and all the rituals of the temple, and then he built God a temple, or he tried to build God a temple where praise was being offered. He appointed people to be Levites and people to be doing the work of the Lord, unlike what the people of Israel were used to. In other words, the tabernacle of David was a radical change. It was bringing in new dimensions of the worship of God. It was taking the Old Testament to a higher New Testament version, even in the Old Testament. That is why God says, I like you. I like you, David, because you live in the midst of a time that people were traditionally worshiping me in a certain way, but you tasted of the powers of the world could come, and you projected into the future, and you lived in grace, even in the law. David went so far to bring some aliens. The Chalitites and the Pelitites were not Jews. They belonged to the Philistines. But he brought this tribe into the church of the living God. That was radical. That was not heard of. And so when the Gentiles moved in into the church of the living God, the Jerusalem Council in Acts chapter 15 said that this is the tabernacle of David, because some people who were discarded and who were left to their fate, coming in, being grafted in, is like what David did by going to the Philistines and taking the Chalitites and the Pelitites to become his bodyguards. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying to you. Because God is wanting us to take this thing to a higher dimension. God says that I will restore again the tabernacle of David. And it was apostolic. David was apostolic because he broke new ground. He entered into new frontiers. He broke the hard ground. And he caused fruitfulness to come out of it. That is the kind of Christian life that God is calling the end time army to lead. The kind of life where we enter. Let's finish the reading. Verse 12. That they may possess the remnant of the Edom or of Edom. Now, can you see that they will possess some people who are non-Jews and bring them in like David did? And of all the heathen, these are unbelievers, which are called by my name, says the Lord that do this. Behold, the days come. He's talking about this time. Says the Lord, that the plowman, and please underline plowman, shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes. Underline the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And because of that, the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And God will tend the captivity of his people. What is the Lord saying to us? He is saying to us, ladies and gentlemen, that the time has come for us to become plowmen. Because he says that the day is come and the day is now. That we become plowmen. A plowman is somebody who looks like the ground that has been rejected by everybody. He looks at the ground that has been trampled upon, despised by everybody. A plowman is somebody who looks at the unused land that has been left fallow, left to the wild. Weeds have covered it. Elements that should not cover it. Illegal elements have covered the land. A plowman looks at the land that is left to its fate. And the plowman says that, no, I will not leave this land like that. I am going to dig it. I am going to cultivate it. I am going to cause fruitfulness to come from a land and from a people who have been rejected, who have been trampled upon, who have become hardened, who have been left to devils and demons for generations. The plowman rises up and says that, I am going to break the hard ground. Plowing is the first thing that is done to any land that must be cultivated. And that is talking about praying. It's talking about apostolic praying. It is a type of praying that goes ahead to new dimensions of land and begins to break that ground and say that God can be glorified in this ground. He looks at the ground that everybody has discarded, nobody want to farm upon, and the plowman says that, look, it is not convenient, look, it is difficult, but I am going to do some apostolic praying. I am going ahead and I'm going to break this ground, and when they say it's not possible, I am going to prepare the ground for the seed of the word of the Lord to enter. And I know when it enters, because I have spiritually gone ahead and broken the ground, the word of God will flourish among these people.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
They may have been trampled down, but we will not lead them Edom to your feet. We will not leave you Chalitites and Pelitites, says David. We will not leave you, says the apostle, the head of the church, Peter. Gentiles, come into the church. You have been looked down upon, but this is a time for plowing, and it shall come to pass in this time that we are living in, God is raising up soldiers who are doing apostolic ministry, who are entering into new horizons. And whereas people say it is not possible, and people say that it cannot be done, they say that no, we can break the ground spiritually. We can take this burden off these people. We can take this history off. We can take this curse off. God can be glorified in the midst of these people, and they are not ashamed of the cross. Oh yeah. Many of us, we are ashamed of the cross, and I better end with this. That's just my first point. I've got four more points, three more points for you. But many of us, we are ashamed of the gospel. Let me show you why we are ashamed of the gospel. Liking the gospel, the cross. Liking the cross is not putting it in your head, around your neck, and always singing emotionally the blood, and always mentioning the blood. That is not liking the cross. You see, the cross did some things for us. And sometimes we look at what the cross did, and we are so ashamed to even preach it, because we think that it is a far cry from the reality on the ground. How come you can say that Jesus Christ solved this problem? And some people bypass the cross and say that this problem with black people, this problem with this group of people, it can never be solved. They say it's going to be with us. They forget that Jesus Christ took care of it by the cross, and they forget that they have to use the cross, and God is going to change the things when we are not ashamed of the cross and preach the cross among our people. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, although they may have been steeped in some traditions, yet God is going to use the cross to transform them. And is going to so transform them radically, as the cross transformed every aspect of the life of humanity. Jesus did not just save our spirit and leave us to languish on this earth. No, Jesus Christ, by His cross, He did a complete work on humanity. And the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, for apostolic Christians, for armies of the kingdom of God, to take the cross of Jesus and to say that, Jesus, what you spiritually accomplished 2,000 years ago can become practical in the life of this ground. Although it is a hard ground, although it is a fallow ground, you said I should break it, and I am going to break it by the blood of the cross. You know, because of what Jesus Christ did spiritually 2,000 years ago, that thing has power. That spiritual act on the cross has got power to transform the practical life of the people. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There is power in the blood. There is power in the cross to transform nations, to transform people groups, to break that covering that has been spread over all people. There is power in the blood to give us wine that has been reserved for such a long time. He said, in this mountain, I am going to feed you with something that has been reserved. The fatted calf, they may not have chewed it, all those loyal people in the house, but as you come trusting in the grace of the Lord, He calls us by the cross. For what we have not experienced in our history for a long time to become a reality. And that is what God wants us to do as soldiers. Apostolic praying. Breaking new grounds. Unbelievers will say, well, that's how it's going to be. You say that, no. There is a ministry of a plowman. It's a full message I have. The ministry of a plowman who looks at the ground that has been discarded for years. It has become so hard, and devils and snakes and demons are all crawling over the place. And he says, "No, give me the pickaxe," and begins in prayer. First thing, to break the ground. Break the ground. He breaks the ground. He sows. He does these things. The Bible says that you thresh the graves. Threshing the graves is a dirty work. You'll be full of graves. In the Old Testament, they use their legs to do it. But you have to tread the graves so that the mountain will drop down the sweet wine, and the hills shall melt, and God shall turn away the captivity of Israel. It takes for us, treading the graves is discipling people. You will trample, they will not like it, but you have to tread the graves. Jesus said, disciple. Apostolic work is plowing and discipling. Yeah. And Jesus Christ said, look, a time is coming that the plowmen are going to overtake the reapers. And those who are threading the graves, those who sow the seed, because He's going to reward plowing and He's going to reward discipleship. Said, go and make them disciples. I believe that these are the important things of a warrior. Daily, ask yourself, am I giving myself to the important things of a soldier? Do I pray and break new grounds in the realms of the spirit? And although it does not show immediate results, yet when we go to heaven, you'll be amazed. You will think that it's the reapers who are going to take it. But it is the people who are not known by anybody. They were on their knees. They were plowing the ground. And they were getting the harvest ready. Jesus said that the people who labor and who reap will rejoice together. Amos says, the plowman will even overtake. Read Rejoiner. The people who are sitting on the throne, they are not the reapers that we know about. You can call them by their names. But there are some people, according to Rejoiner, seated upon the throne in the revelation that God showed to him. These are faces and people, nobody knows them. Basically women. They are on their knees and they are praying. They are praying for their children. They are praying for the harvest. They are breaking new ground. They are saying, Lord, do this. Nobody knows them, but they are the people who are seated upon the throne. I believe that God is calling us, ladies and gentlemen, to become practical soldiers. Soldiers who wake up every day and they say that, where is the uncharted territory? Where is the place that everybody sees? Even preachers, I've heard renowned, powerful preachers saying that you waste your time with these people. This thing cannot be. Leave it alone. But I know, ladies and gentlemen, that God is raising a new breed of Christians who are taking the message of the cross to such a dimension, employing and breaking this new ground until we shall see the tabernacle of David, apostolic Christianity, restored as in Acts chapter 15, restored as in the beginning. Because we are not afraid to take the Gentiles in. We are not afraid to take the unclean people in. We will break those grounds. I said that we will break those grounds. Because we are armies of the kingdom. We will take those mental territories that have been left fallow for the devil and weeds to have a field day. We are bringing the principles of the kingdom of God. And we are bringing the gospel of the kingdom to the nations and to people to mesmerize them, for them to know that God has them in mind and God is transforming them. He has visited them. The cross is not vain. God wants you to take it to a higher dimension. And you are that soldier God is preparing. You are that person recalibrated to take on a higher dimension of the message of the cross in its practical implementation. As a soldier of the cross, God is calling upon us. I change your mind because I want to use you. Hallelujah. I believe we will not be like the people in Rick Joyner's third army, but we will be soldiers like Joshua. Soldiers. Moses was a wonderful leader, but I believe that the Moses are giving way to the Joshuas because we need some militant people who necessarily, just takes the word of the living God in them. They muse over it and they lead the host of God to conquer territories, to conquer Jericho, to conquer Ai, to conquer all the 31 kings in the promised land. And then the cities are all bowing down. And God says, yeah, yes, this is a church that I died for. These are the people I want to raise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.